our friend Congressman Peter Welch, the only congressman in all of Vermont. He's been in office since 2007, and he joins us. I tell you, Peter, when you come on, I just know that my day is going to be good. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, and likewise.
Okay. What did you do for town meeting day in March?
Well, we were in Washington, so I vote early. But frankly, I miss it. You know, I've been going to town meetings in Heartland, where I lived, in a small town, a little over 2,000 people, and now Norwich. And it's really a tremendous experience to be there discussing the issues with your neighbors. And by the way, one of the things that's wonderful about town meeting is that there really are different points of view in the town, and they're argued vehemently, but you are with people that you see day in and day out for the rest of the year, and you get to like them. You know, you coach soccer with them. You see them at the town store, at the gas station. So you get that sense that even though there are strong disagreements on issues, these are people that you can trust, you have confidence in, and it's mutual. And I always say I wish we had more of that in D.C., where you get to know each other, you have trust in each other, even as you disagree. So town meeting is a fantastic tradition, and I think it's alive and well here in Vermont.
Well, you know, I have to say that in Alford, Massachusetts, I was the moderator in the dam. It was a job I was not equipped to do. And, you know, people were so kind. You know, I would lose my place. I wouldn't know what page. I wouldn't know what question we were on. And they would all laugh and tell me what
well,
we
all doing. We all know we have to give a little margin for you, Alan.
But, yeah, I think it's true.
But your point is right. There's at the town meeting, it can be contentious, especially, you know, financial issues. And people at the town level are super careful about how they spend money. Big fight all the time.
Sure.
But there's a courtesy there. And, you know, that lack of civility really is becoming, that's essential to a democratic tradition. Because at the end of the day, it's less important what the laws are than what the norms are. And if people understand that we all have an obligation for mutual respect, it helps us get through some of the contentious differences that are amongst us.
It's true, so true. You know, in the beginning, I was sort of a liberal when it came to town governance. And then as I got a little older, I began to see the point about not spending money where you didn't have to.
Well, exactly. And there's a lot of accountability there. And, you know, the importance of town meeting is a focus on, are you getting what you're paying for? And that should always be a question. You know, whether it's food stamps or it's Pentagon spending, you want to make certain that the money you're spending is achieving the goal that is intended. And that means you look at it, you ask critical questions, you hold folks accountable, whatever program it might be, one you like or one you don't. But bottom line, let's get our money's worth. So that town meeting, I think, gives citizens that immediate sense that they actually have the final say.
If Bernie becomes the president, do you become the next senator?
We've got a lot of... You're asking a total hypothetical question.
Yes, it's true.
But number one, Bernie's running a great campaign, and, you know, he's got this incredible online donor base. He and Beto O'Rourke seem to be ahead in that. We're going to get the latest report that closed as of March 31, so I think they'll all be coming out with these fundraising reports that is going to be focused on by the press. But this presidential election, aside, you know, Bernie, I am supporting Bernie, and I think he's a great senator and a great candidate. Bottom line, we have got to win in 2020, and that's going to be the unifying. That's going to be the unifier for Democrats.
So is Bernie is Bernie the guy who can do it?
I think any Democrat can do it. I think Bernie can. I mean, here's what you know about Bernie. The issues that he's been talking about are now widely embraced by most of the candidates running for president. But we're going to get a sense as voters react to the Democrats in the election as to who they think really can get it done. I mean, somebody's going to start connecting. And we don't know, and it's incredible speculation. People ask me all the time, who do I think would be best? And I don't know. What I know is that there's a strong desire among Democrats to rally behind whoever it is that emerges from the primaries as our candidate.
Speaking of which, Joe Biden has been accused of kissing a woman on the head, and she is not happy about that. And a lot of people are checking in on it. So this is your chance.
Well, this issue is really important. I mean, there's a heightened sensitivity that's long overdue about inappropriate conduct by men. And the former lieutenant governor candidate raised that issue with respect to how Biden treated her. Now, according to her view is that it was highly inappropriate. She has also said it's her view that it wasn't sexual harassment. But, you know, I think it's an important discussion that this country is having from the Me Too movement, where for too long there was no restraint on how men acted and a disrespect for the space of women. And it ranged from inappropriate conduct to Harvey Weinstein outright assault. So this discussion is going to be part of a lot of campaigns, and obviously the presidential campaign. But Vice President Biden, I think, has apologized for his conduct.
Let's talk a little bit about Vermont. You're about to pass a plastic bag ban in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, my town. We've had it for quite a while now, and New York State just did it. You all for it?
I am. And it's interesting, you know, you asked about town meeting. This all got started because of town meeting votes. We had one in Brattleboro. I think there might have been one in a couple of other towns here in Vermont. Your town of Great Barrington did it. And it is just appalling. And as a result, I think, of the citizen action in Vermont, it was initiated largely by very, very young people. Now states are doing it. And it's just a huge problem. And you probably have seen some of these stories about whales that have been beached, dead whales. And one whale was found just the other day with 49 pounds of plastic in its innards. And another one had 88 pounds. So this is a crisis, and it's got to be stopped. And we got to stop it at the source. We don't need as much plastic wrapping as we have.
Your legislation just passed the House. Congratulations, closing a Medicaid loophole benefiting drug companies.
Well, you know, the drug companies are so outrageous on their pricing. And most of the time they try to keep their name brand product out there because they get a higher price for it than the generic. But this is a case where the brand name companies relabeled something as generic because when they did that, they got a better price because they didn't have to pay as much of a rebate. So these guys, the drug companies, will rip you off whichever way they can. And we cracked down on that. Kurt Schrader from Oregon and I got legislation introduced and passed. That means that the drug companies can no longer do this. And it's going to save us over $1 billion.
It's always wonderful to talk to our friend Peter Welch, who's always up for it. Democrat from Vermont, the only congressman in all of Vermont. That's incredible. I can't get my arms around that one. So, Peter Welch, thank you so much for being with us. And when we come back the next time, let's talk healthcare.
Thanks, Al. Yep.